NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu. Do you copy? Over.
Over.
NA1SS, we hear you. Please confirm. Okay. NA1SS, one more time. Over. Okay. NA1SS, this is WH6PM. Go ahead, Greece.
Thank you, Nancy. Hello, Thomas. This is Gaston, ON4WF. How'd you copy? You are still very low here. How'd you copy? Over.
Read you loud and clear, Gaston. This is November Alpha 100. Let's start with Quest. Over.
Okay. Hello to you, Thomas. Well, very nice to hear you. Very pleased to hear you. And I extend the microphone now to Her Excellency, Mrs. Marietta Ganaku, who is the Minister for the National Education and Religious Affairs of the Government of Greece.
Mr. Raita, my greetings to you and to you co-astronauts. Mr. Jeffrey Williams from U.S. And Mr. Pavel Vinogradov from Russia. You are a good example for cooperation, for space exploration and research. I want to put you a question, coming from the children at least. You are the first ESA astronaut scheduled to take a spacewalk from the ISS, and you are quite experienced with space missions. At this moment, there are young people from all over Europe listening to you. What message would you wish to pass on these young people and to the European youth in general?
Over.
Good morning, Ms. Giannaco. Kalimera from the International Space Station. First of all, many greetings also from my colleagues, Pavel Vinogradov and Jeff Williams, to you. In fact, this morning we had some beautiful passes over Greece and we could see the coastline, the beautiful islands, Athens, and everything. Now, my answer to your question, space flight is a great endeavor. I think it's in the nature of humans just to explore their surroundings, to look what is behind the horizon, and I think that especially you in Greece have a very well understanding of that, as I understand Greece is, so to say, the cradle of our culture. I think it's great to explore space. There is so much we can gain for the benefit of mankind. We are curious, we want to see what is on the other planets, and there are still a lot of things to do up here. So I think being engaged in space flight is a great thing for young people, and it gives us a very interesting future. Over.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. Can you tell us how you can collectively support, in general, research and science? And what is, right now, your experiment from the situation you have there?
Over.
Yes, we are conducting a couple of experiments on board the International Space Station at the moment. Of course, we are mainly focusing on the preparation for extra-vehicle activity, which will take place next Thursday. The experiments I have conducted so far were in the area of life sciences. One of the experiments was related to our vestibular system, and one of the experiments was dedicated to our cardiovascular system. In the next month, I still will conduct some experiments in the fields of biology, physics, and of course also life sciences. We had a very interesting experiment also for the new people, which was observing the behavior of fluids with different densities and weight ranges. I think this gave some very interesting results. Over.
Oh, thank you so much for your message, Thomas. Now we have a student with another question.
My name is Christina. Could you tell us how someone can actually become an astronaut and for how long could it be possible to serve his career? Actually, is a professional career or not? Over.
Hello, Christina. Well, this is something very interesting, of course. Thank you very much for this question. And I would have asked the same question, I guess, when I was your age. It is indeed a professional career. However, you cannot start a profession like that, like being an astronaut. You have first to study kind of scientific subjects, physics, biology, medicine, engineering. You need to have some professional experience, work in such field, and then once you have done that, I think you have the right prerequisites to become an astronaut. Actually, it depends a little bit on the health, how long you can execute this career. I'm now 48 years old and I still feel fine, hopefully for a couple of years to follow that. There are examples that have been carried out this profession until they were almost 50 years. One of our Lord Nicolai is an example, and it's a great job to work it over.
My name is Isis. Being an astronaut yourself, how long do you think it will take humanity to settle on other planets? Over.
Hello, Isis. Well, it's still a couple of years we have to prepare in order to reach Earth's orbit, to go back to the Moon, and hopefully to next our neighbor planet Mars. And I still hope that this will happen within the next 20 or 25 years, because I would really love to witness it. You guys are still young enough, probably one of the most who might be on such a
Greece, it's time to say a group goodbye.